Hello, 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 and welcome to Jackie's podcast, Funeral. With me, as always, is Sam from Sam's podcast.
Hi.
And Robinson from Robinson's podcast.
Great to be here.
Bit different scenario than usual. Usually we're on the podcast, but today we're at the podcast funeral, and we're going to put an old friend to rest.
Yeah, the podcast has passed away.
Probably. Yeah.
Not what the listeners were expecting to hear, but the podcast is dead.
Yeah, and I think, you know, I'm sure people noticed that the podcast had been pretty quiet for a long time.
Couple of months now.
Yeah.
You know, and we missed a few major events.
Yeah.
You know, the podcast really wanted to do a May the 4th special.
Yeah.
Yes.
Man, lots of pop culture moments.
Yeah, that didn't happen. Met Gala Mayhem.
Yeah.
You know, that was definitely planned, but the podcast was just...
We also promised a guest, a special guest in our last episode, but we can't do that.
No. And the podcast was a huge fan of the building known as Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Which really stings, because they'd actually visited Notre Dame before.
That might have kind of been the nail in the coffin of, well, not, I suppose the coffin hasn't been buried yet, but...
Well, yeah. Well, there are nails in it. Like, you put nails, like, in the side of the coffin to attach the bottom of it. It's not like...
Well, what I'm saying
is... It's not like there's not a floor in the coffin.
I mean, the final, we're a long way from the final nail.
The final nail, yeah.
Some ugly fucking 800-year-old church burning down that really kind of pushed the podcast over the line in terms of just no will to live after the church.
Yeah, just stop fighting. Just stopped fighting. It's really sad to see.
It stopped fighting. We're not entirely sure how it died. Yeah, as I said, no one visited for 6 weeks, and by the time we rocked up to its flat, it pretty much just a pile of soup on the couch. It completely decomposed in the unseasonably warm autumn we'd had.
Yeah. It has been warm.
It has been warm, yeah, yeah.
Let's talk about that.
Well, it's getting colder now. I mean, East is usually kind of the last.
I'm in three layers.
Cold. Yeah, I got three layers on. I got a jacket, I got a jumper, I got a shirt.
Yeah. I got a t-shirt, I got a shirt, and I got a jacket.
Yeah, I got a singlet, I've got a fairly thick flannel hat, and I've got a jean jacket over the top.
That jean jacket looks pretty warm.
Yeah, you got your battle jacket on.
Yeah. It's good. Really toasty, and
Robbie's ready to rumble.
And it's appropriate funeral attire.
Yeah. I mean,
we are all wearing dark colors. We're being respectful.
Wearing dark colors. I mean, there's no patches on my clothes, so it's probably more fitting than Robinson's, but...
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're here. That's the main thing at a funeral is attending.
To turn up. You got to make it to the funeral.
Yeah.
I think it's safe to say that anyone doesn't end up coming to a funeral, bit of a bum.
Incredibly disrespectful.
You hate to see it.
Yeah. Just so you got to get there at least. Doesn't matter if, you know, you're not wearing any pants, or you're like really sick with something incredibly contagious like measles or Zika virus.
Yeah.
Just get there.
I've attended several funerals with an active case of Zika virus, and I needed to pay my respects.
Yeah. That's a good talking point at the wake, too. They'd be like, "Oh, Robinson, I see all your fame on the podcast hasn't given you a big head."
Yeah, you can still go out of the house really, really sick and mingle with the regular folk.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's exactly what I say to them. Look at me, I'm mingling.
Yeah, and today we are mingling. We're at the funeral.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, we're kind of mingling at the pulpit here. We are sort of podcasting and addressing the congregation.
Well, it's what Jackie's podcast would have wanted.
Yeah, well, Jackie's podcast was an atheist, so there's no priest to conduct the funeral. And we flat out didn't know who conducts a funeral if not a priest, so we just decided we'd do it together.
Yeah.
Yeah, and usually, most of the time, I try and disrespect the wishes of the dead whenever possible.
But not today, because Jackie's podcast was close to...
It's special to all of us.
Yeah. But personally, I'm also a fan of anyone that disrespects the wishes of the dead, like Kafka's mate. What's his name?
Max Brod.
Max Brod, yeah. He wanted to get that Brod, am I right?
Yeah.
Sell a bunch of his dead friends' manuscripts.
And he did.
And we stand Max Brod, because, you know,
I stan everyone.
Otherwise, we wouldn't be able to read all these sweet books like 1984 and
Coucher and the Rye,
De Klaus Spiegel game and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, shout out to Max Broad. Robinson, you were saying earlier in the night that you're a fan of another person that has disrespected the dead.
Yeah, so I think I know a few friends of the show would be well aware of my love for the Austrian author and playwright Thomas Bernhard.
I think generally just Jackie's Podcast fans love Austrians, just like try and name a bad one.
Hmm. Yeah, exactly. There isn't a single bad Austrian.
I wish Jackie's Podcast was here with us today.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Didn't really finish what I was saying, but let's just keep moving.
Well, we've got to get to these eulogies. Yeah.
No one's really going to understand that joke.
We've got to get to the eulogies. It is a funeral.
Yeah, well, Sam, I know you prepared something.
Did I go first? I can go first.
Yeah, start us off, Sammy.
Let me just pull it up here.
Sing us a song, old funeral man.
I was going to sing a song, but I didn't want to sing. There's not really much music on the podcast. There was a little bit, but
yeah.
Don't want to be disrespectful. Anyway, thanks for coming, everyone. Okay, here goes nothing, I guess. Just the other week, I got permission from Jackie's Podcast's doctor to take them out of palliative care for the evening to go to the premiere of the new Marvel Avengers Endgame movie. And they were... I mean, it was obviously late in the game for Jackie's Podcast, but they were so sad when
Jackie's Podcast was in its end game.
Yeah. Please... This is difficult for me.
Yeah, sorry, just kind of keeps it.
So we went to see the Marvel Avengers Endgame movie, and Jackie's Podcast was so sad when Iron Man died at the end. They broke down in tears. They broke down in tears and said, "Sam, I don't want to die like Iron Man or Black Widow." And I said, "Jackie's Podcast, your death will happen in reality and will be far more dignified than dying in a $1 trillion make-believe CGI world for adult babies who jerk off to cartoon porn and shit like that." And Jackie's Podcast seemed to find comfort in this. But despite dying a dignified death, death is still inherently sad. And I'm sad. Because life is such a special gift. We're blessed to have one at all. So I vow to spend the rest of my life avenging Jackie's Podcast and make sure that they didn't die in vain. I'll make sure their life meant something, and I won't let them be forgotten. And they won't be forgotten, because I believe we are all connected through a universal consciousness, which we can tap into through technology such as DMT, which exists naturally in many plants and also occurs in our own bodies. We can do this through transcendental meditation and various exotic energy technology that the military has been creating with the black budget in secret underground labs.
Yeah, organ accumulators.
Yeah. This technology is being kept secret from us, but... Jackie's Podcast would have wanted me to tell you about it because Jackie might have been poisoned or killed for trying to expose this. I don't know. It is my belief that humanity will soon evolve psychically and spiritually when the global paradigm shift occurs. And when this happens, we will all be able to experience all of time and space and memory together for eternity, because life and death are the same thing. And so, yeah, Jackie's Podcast may be dead in this dimension, but we are all Jackie's Podcast, and we are all dead, so therefore we are all alive. Thank you.
That's really beautiful. Let's just have a quick moment of silence for that beautiful eulogy.
Okay.
Yeah, that do.
That's enough? Yeah, all right. would you like to say something? Have you got something to say, Jack?
I think Jackie's got something prepared.
Yeah, I'm not really good at this sort of thing, so bear with me. And I wrote that down because I've never done it.
Take your time, my friend.
I've never done a eulogy before, and people always say that at the start, and I don't know if they get up on stage and they just sort of like, oh, I'm just gonna wing some of this.
Well, did you say that, or did you write that in your eulogy?
I wrote that down.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And but I just don't know if that's how I'm supposed to do it.
But I don't think there's these things. There's no format.
No wrong way to do it. Especially do it in a voice.
Yeah, like
a comic voice.
Yeah, I thought I'd try and like work on my Trump impression.
Yeah, and please like read that. I think that's what Jackie's podcast would have wanted.
Because I don't have a very good Trump impression, but I think like that's just because I don't practice it enough.
Well, this is a perfect time.
I can't think of a better time, honestly. So I'll try again. I'm not really good at this sort of thing, so please, so bear with me. Jackie's podcast is more than a friend. It was also a podcast. A damn good one, too. Many consider it to be the best there's ever been. Started as a joke, but that wasn't meant to be funny, but rather annoying. Jackie's podcast was more than a podcast. It was also a way to annoy people. If you at any point had any opinion, good or bad, about the podcast, then you're a fucking idiot. I don't know what else to say. You're a dumb guy. You got tricked, and that's just how it's played. And especially if I had a negative opinion about the podcast, because Jackie's podcast, it wasn't just a podcast, it was a friend. There is, of course, much more to life than friendships. There's having a girlfriend, a job, and making lots of money, etc. And thank you.
Yeah, that was something. Thank you.
Wow, it was beautiful.
I thought I'd work on my walk-in.
That was a strange. The impression kind of completely. Because
I thought the Trump sounded perfect, so I was like, I didn't need to practice.
I tried
my walk-in.
The voice sort of completely eclipsed what you were saying, and I don't really know what you were saying, but it was heartfelt. So
I think it was beautiful. It was like hearing a voice speak from another realm.
Yeah, the realm of the dead.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, I think I've got a short poem I'd like to read.
I'd love to hear it.
In order to pay my respects to the podcast.
Please.
Wait, I should have introduced this.
Okay, yeah. All right, go for it.
And Robinson's got a poem that he'd like to read as a dedication to the podcast.
All right. So my poem is called...
Go ahead, Robbie.
The name of my poem
and,
is...
And we've got a really touching poem to dedicate to the podcast, which will be read out by Robinson.
Yeah, so my poem is called What Maketh...
Knock him dead, Robbie!
He is dead. That's so insensitive.
Take it away.
Yeah, my poem is called What Maketh a Podcast? What maketh a podcast? Is it three microphones and a mixing desk? Is it Red Rock Deli's $50 check? Is it legions of pathetic braying fans? Is it James Packer lending a helping hand? Is it Hollywood vampires or Greta Van Fleet? Is it a bespoke leather podcasting seat?
Who?
Is it looking at an audience full of smiles? Is it the corruption of valuable podcast files? Is it the Oscars red carpet? Is it a podcasting tower? Is it throwing recycling in the rubbish bin and taking an hour-long shower? What maketh a podcast is none of these. It's the flow of conversation like a gentle breeze. It's three friends potting for the love of the cast. Treasured memories made thick and fast. I'll never forget my Jackie's podcast days. The days that taught me how to be strange.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That was really touching.
That was great.
My
brain couldn't even conceive of something like that.
Yeah,
and it was like watching a flower on fire.
We also reached out.
Like the cover of Evil by Future.
Yeah, yeah.
Some of the fans also sent in some tributes.
Oh,
just,
okay.
Just talking about
it. That's nice. It was nice to send in tributes when none of them could fucking bother showing up to its funeral. I'm really... Oh, yeah, I meant to put that in the eulogy. I was going to write, very unsurprised to see none of the fans had bothered to show up to Jackie's podcast funeral.
Oh, yeah, and I'm not surprised at all.
Well, if they did show up, I would fuck them up. So.
They killed the podcast.
Yeah. It's on site for Jackie's podcast fans.
Yeah, no doubt.
Anyway, let me find some of those tributes from the fans.
I'm waiting for you to find them.
Here we go. So we asked the fans just to talk about some of their favorite Jackie's podcast moments.
Yes, I saw this.
So Mitch, also known as Toddley, said, auto-tuned Robbie. That was really beautiful and a great moment. Thank you.
I'm not sure if you read out the entire comment there. Didn't it say auto-tuned Robbie the Rat?
No.
Okay,
yeah. Oh, sorry. I must be mistaken.
Yeah. Hugh said Yuri's picture.
Who?
Who's on first?
Who is that?
Hugh said Yuri's picture in the Oscar special, which for the lucky few who did manage to hear that.
Yeah, before I got corrupted.
It was a really beautiful moment.
Big fuck you to Anchor FM for that one too. That was a good episode.
At @S_TheUnseen said, favorite moment was Bar Dog making a list of funny bits during an earlier podcast. That's not really a bit from the podcast.
That I didn't get. Did Bar Dog talk about our podcast?
Well, that's not a Jackie's podcast moment. That's a Bar Dog moment.
This is boring.
Josh said, Desert Wolves. I agree.
No.
Each one of them is choosing a worse and worse moment.
Darrow said, shooting the Kongs. Which, to me, was an extremely successful outing. We really wiped those Kongs out.
What is this, the fucking nostalgia hour? That's not what funeral's about. Let's move on.
B-Man said, my favorite moment when it finishes. Well, careful what you wish for.
I guess you'll like this episode then. I guess so-called B-Man will like it when all his families and friends die. When everything beloved to B-Man is gone.
Yeah, sounds like
when the whole earth has turned to nothing but dust. When we scrap for even a drop of water. When you can't remember the last time you saw any living being. When you try to describe to your child what a rabbit looked like, since rabbits were extinct 70 years ago. There's no major life forms left on this planet. I guess B-Man will really love that. So congrats on the comment, B-Man.
Thanks, B-Man.
Hey, you fucking idiot.
Jaslyn said the one with Will probably.
That's a weird name.
Firstly, I agree with that.
Will?
I would also say that's an episode and not a moment.
Yeah. That was, the question really, wasn't really what was poor, your favorite episode?
Yeah, really yeah, poor yeah. response.
Fucking
that's
idiot.
It's almost like, what was your favorite guest?
Yeah.
Which, for me, it's Yuri.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shout out to Yuri. I'm not sure why he's not here today.
Who cares?
Maybe he had to go to the funeral of a Twitch stream or something like that.
Krupa said, the mixing was so good that when the gunshots rang out, I thought they were happening behind me.
Oh, yes. Who said that?
Krupa.
I don't know who that is.
Which,
that's what people like from a podcast, too. They like to feel like the podcast is making them being shot at.
Yeah, they want to feel danger. They want to feel...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you want to feel sucked in.
You want to say to people like, oh, yeah, I got a sexy boyfriend, and then you ask them a few more questions, but really they just listen to a podcast regularly.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
Yeah, because it's dangerous.
Yeah, well, that episode was mixed in Dolby Digital surround.
Oh, yeah, on Sam's Dolby Atmos system.
Yeah, which I paid a lot of money for, and that money all came from sponsors for the podcast. So the people who say that we didn't use any of the patron money or the sponsorship money,
Yeah.
We did.
Do anything significant, fuck those people.
Yeah.
We've invested it back into the outlet that's now dead.
And you know, we spent $30,000 on this, like, ambisonic mixing desk alone.
Yeah, and for people that are saying that I'm not going to go to Africa and create my Found Sound album.
John D.
First of all, that's incredibly disrespectful to even imply that I have somehow, like, I'm some sort of shuckster. And that I've stolen money via my fame from the podcast to create a vanity Found Sound music concrete album in Africa is that's just wrong.
Speaking of albums, what's happening with your Cosmic Blues album, Robin?
What
the fuck is Cosmic Blues?
Robbie was making a record with Dave Grohl.
So for any listeners who didn't bother to listen to the last episode, in which case probably shouldn't be listening to this one or any other episodes.
Probably the only podcast that you have to listen to all of them for the jokes to actually make any sense.
Mm, absolutely. you know, as a Dave Grohl studio trying to save the corrupted episode, didn't really work out, and so we ended up using the studio time to record a Cosmic Blues album together. It's Dave on drums. I'm on a few different horns.
You say Stave?
Stave. Very musical. Yeah. No, it is Dave on drums.
Oh, it is Dave.
Yeah, Dave on drums.
Dave on drums.
Let me tell you, he really pounds his skins.
All right. That's fine.
Yeah, that was a really beautiful second of dinner.
Anyway, we got to get this fucking stiff in the damn ground before it stinks out the entire building.
Yeah, like some sort of sports rec center? I know, whatever it is, it's filled with a thick cloud of insects that seem to be laying eggs in our decaying friend.
Yeah, it's an open casket funeral for all the listeners out there, and there's been no embalming done at all, so...
Speaking of open caskets, there'll be a few boxes of wine at the wake for anyone that finds the chance to mosey down to the RSL.
If you're listening to this and you missed the actual funeral procession, get along to the wake. It's gonna be...
Cask wine, not casket wine. That'd be weird.
What's... casket wine? What's the difference? Is that like a whole casket?
Yeah, it'd be like if wine was like not in a box but like in a coffin.
That'd
be kind of fitting.
That's probably how Danzig drinks his wine. He probably drinks
Danzig wine. Fucking is probably like sober as a judge these days.
Yeah.
And I reckon he just does like push ups.
I don't think he really works out anymore. If you look at the state of his
body, actually, he looks
days,
like shit. Yeah.
I reckon he probably drinks non-alcoholic wine. I think he'd like to like swill wine while...
Well, there's all those photos of him going shopping and buying cat food, but I think he eats cat food.
Yeah, I think he drinks prop blood.
I think he gets bits of dry cat food and dips it in prop blood and eats that.
Yeah, and then he asks women to come over to his house and he says he's going to cook them dinner and that's what he makes. And they all leave.
Yeah.
Because that's fucking insane.
He'll say it's like it's tortellini in a Napoli sauce, and you got to eat it. It's a dry cat food and prop blood.
Yeah, and then when they try to leave, he begs them to come and see his book collection.
Yeah. Good books.
Danzig's not here.
Henry Rollins says, if you don't have any Danzig's books on your shelves, don't fuck you. Which is an incoherent point, I always found. Incredibly dumb man, Henry Rollins.
What a fucking oaf.
Yeah. Isn't it incredible that like 10 years ago people were like, oh, I got to see Henry Rollins' spoken word performances at Rod Laver Arena. I got to buy $110 tickets to go with a million other Gen X complete fucking morons Henry Rollins talk.
And it's just Henry on stage being like, man, Iggy Pop, that guy can fucking rock.
Yeah, no, just
yeah, they don't rock like that these days.
If you really want to know what one celebrity thinks about other celebrities, I recommend just adding David Crosby on Twitter. He tells it as it is.
Yeah,
I can't.
You're blocked wow. by the Crosman. Oh, there's a funeral siren.
Sorry, that's.
We need to clear out of here in the next 5 minutes.
That's kind of the time.
They got like a wedding.
That's the timer that we set, because if we don't get the body in the ground in the next 2 minutes, there is a possibility that it will become one of the undead.
Well, we're going to take care of that.
That's a reasonable concern too.
Yeah, we'll see you all at
the wake. Yeah.
Welcome back to the Jackie's Podcast memorial episode. We're now at the wake, and not much of a party, to be honest.
They should call it a fucking sleep, because I'm done with this shit.
Why is it called a wake?
Yeah, because
they should call it a wake and bake.
I did that. I woke and boke this morning prior to the funeral, because I just can't get through these sorts of things unless I'm...
Just like the start of the big chill, huh?
Unless I'm really fucked up.
You're like William Hurt in your Corvette or your Porsche or whatever.
Yeah. I mean...
Pills rolling off the dashboard, listening to the Rolling Stones.
Yep, that's me. That's my vibe. That's the wave I'm on.
Billy Hurt.
Yeah. But
I feel like we're all feeling a bit William Hurt today, though.
Well, I did think this wake was going to be a little bit more lit than it is. And
yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's not very lit. I mean, really.
There is a nice amount of people here, but...
They're all fakes.
Yeah, yeah. What really stands out is, like, the number of fake friends and clout sharks that the podcast attracted. Yeah.
You know, everyone coming up to us and just being like, oh, I'm so sorry for your loss.
Like, touching my arm and shit.
And it's just like...
Don't touch me.
Yeah, you can never understand what we lost.
No. I have people that I don't even know looking me in the face and saying, Jackie's podcast was a beautiful person.
Yeah, yeah. And Jackie's was my first boyfriend. I went to school with Jackie's podcast. Like, yeah. Shut the fuck up. I didn't ask you.
You know, Jackie's podcast gave me a loan for medical school.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the things that people are saying about Jackie's podcast, like... completely reinforce the fact that they were an amazing person, and I don't doubt any of those gestures of kindness, but I don't give a fuck about these people.
Yeah, it's really hard to care. They've got dead eyes and small dirty fingers.
The food here is not that good either.
No, the food's terrible.
Yeah. It's slop. It's slop.
It's like they catered to the dead.
Because yeah, yeah.
The dead can't taste anything.
It's like they expected like the pig people from Spirited Away to eat at the table today. And
those people aren't real, because that's a fucking animated movie.
Yeah, yeah. But you do look at some of the round pig-like faces of many of Jackie's podcast beloved friends and family here attended today, and you can sort of understand the disdain which, you know, causes a person to take a pneumatic drill or whatever and slaughter a pig.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Word. I wasn't really paying attention to what you just said.
I'm just saying that the quality of person here is so low that you can make a good argument for eating less worthy life forms.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
absolutely.
For sure. Yeah.
And I plan on doing that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I was hoping...
Should we get some barbecue after this?
Yeah, I could eat. I don't mean, as I said, nothing here is particularly appetizing. I kind of want to get out of here, but I guess we've got to stick around for another half an hour or so, you know, just out of courtesy.
I want to take bites directly off a suckling pig rotating on a stick.
Yeah.
I want to eat one of those burgers, but instead of a bun, it's like donuts.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And it comes with a milkshake that's got like a donut with like a chocolate bar through the hole.
I think it's cool.
Freak shake.
I think it's cool where you get those and they come with the miniature jar of Nutella that they put on the top. So you open it and like fucking eat it with your hand and it reminds you of
that
being
around
a child.
The side of my mouth like a disgusting 4-year-old child.
Yeah. And then what you do in that scenario is you film it on a really, really nice camera. And then kind of edit it together really, really quickly and put some kind of like twinkly fucking awful music on it and then put it on Instagram as a sponsored post.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, yeah.
That's or what like, Jackie's podcast would have wanted us to do.
Yeah, or post it on WorldStar and be like, would you eat this?
Would y'all try this?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I think like if I had the choice to like re-cater this event, I would have ordered like a lot more like burgers with references to Star Wars in the name.
Or like 90s hip hop.
Yeah, yes. I would have got what's that place in Brunswick? The literary themed fried food place. I would have got that. I would have got As I Lay Frying Decatur.
Okay, yep. I know what you're talking about. I can't remember the name.
Yeah.
That spot is tight.
Well, because I know they have a Finnegan's Wake catering special.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Yeah. Anyway, fuck all these jokes. Let's.
What do you guys got going on? Anyway, I'm over the morbid shit. What's new? Like,
well, let's.
I mean, Jackie's podcast is dead.
Is dead.
Yeah.
Let's face facts.
Which I'm kind of relieved about because I have stuff to do. I got to fucking.
Do
you? I got to. Yeah, I'll figure it out. What's going on with you?
Yeah, so Jackie and I have been working on a really exciting new venture.
Yeah, yeah.
We've sort of realized that with the podcast gone, podcasting as a whole is just a dead end.
Yeah, podcasting is dead.
We're looking at the next horizon.
Nobody is just listening to stuff. They need to see stuff.
Video. We've looked at the data. And
well, that's
video
why the Joe Rogan podcast
huge
is filmed
over the next 5 years.
So we're going to make a pivot to video, and
we're talking about actual kind of VCR cassette video. Or?
We're talking about YouTube.
Okay.
It'll be digital. It's 2019. We're
digital
not
video.
VCRs anymore.
Disgraced
streaming video.
Disgraced website and preferred platform of Nazis, YouTube.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to use Nazi website YouTube to launch our new gaming platform. We call it a platform. And
isn't that what you call a video game console as a platform?
Yeah, well, this is kind of a...
Well, that's synergy.
This is a platform about the platforms.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
You know, Jackie and
Wait, what?
Jackie and I have gone back to the... You know, our first love prior to podcasting, which was video gaming.
Okay.
Gaming, yeah, Mario. And so we're announcing...
Luigi?
We're announcing the launch of 1UP Media.
What's it called?
1UP Media.
1UP Media.
1UP Media.
I love that.
Yeah, yeah. And what's
that all about?
What isn't 1UP Media about?
Okay, so what if I told you there was a video channel on YouTube?
Let me put on my armless Morpheus glasses first.
Yeah, what if I told you there's a video channel on YouTube that gave you...
Hang on, wait. What? So YouTube has channels?
Yeah.
Like the TV.
But I thought the whole point of YouTube was that it's not like TV. It's kind of just, you just talk.
No, it's like computer TV. Many people are calling YouTube like modern television. Yeah, yeah. It's sort of like the modern TV. Yeah, yeah.
So
there's channels. So there's Channel 10, Channel 9.
Yep.
1UP Media.
In 1UP Media.
And 1UP Media.
Yeah, so, yeah. We think of ourselves as the fifth Australian channel.
Okay, wow.
So, yeah.
This is big.
Mm-hmm.
So... channel on YouTube where you can get all of your gaming news, all of your gaming reviews, all of you, you look back, looking back at retro gaming.
Yeah.
Retro game collections.
There'll be opinions. We won't always agree with each other, too.
Tips and tricks. Walkthroughs. Cheats. Although we don't approve of cheats.
Yeah, you don't
want to. But they're there if you need them.
So, this
Twitch
is,
streaming.
This is obviously.
Live streaming.
This is obviously a pretty massive
game
endeavor.
Of shopping.
So,
game of food.
Shut up. I'm trying to ask a question.
Game of food.
Sounds like Game of Thrones.
Well, that, instead of the Iron Throne, it was like a throne made of like a bunch of chocolate eclairs or something. It was like epic food Game of Thrones.
So the is this on 1UP Media?
It might be. We might have to.
People do love food
away.
Content. Yeah. And I mean, if you're starting a channel, that's like around the clock, 24 hours a day programming. There's always something on.
I think everyone that gets into gaming media also panders to like soft-brained, like mainstream television and movie entertainment people too. So we'll be talking about the Avengers movies. We'll be talking about Mario, and we'll be talking about Game of Food.
Yeah, we'll be talking about Funko Pops.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I mean, you kind of have to, because like I was saying, if I didn't understand that YouTube was like TV, and TV is always on, so that means you constantly need
subscriber
to be
boxes.
On air. So, I mean, like 3 in the morning, what are we going to be seeing if we turn on 1UP Media at 3 in the morning?
We're going to be seeing me making a 1UP mushroom burger out of a big and juicy portobello mushroom. And we're going to have Mario in there right next to
it's
me saying,
me. That looks good. Oh, I want to eat with that.
Well, cool. That's rad. Mm-hmm. That sounds real rad for you guys.
And, you know,
we'll get lots of flat peak hats to wear.
Uh-huh.
Like baseball. Uh-huh. I don't know what sport the hats are from, but
they wear hats in baseball.
They won't say Yankees on them. They'll say
NFL players don't wear Link. They wear hats, but they're like helmets.
Yeah. Or the hat will
it's kind
have
of a hat. The helmets hats.
The hat will have Iron Man on it or Yoda.
R.I.P.
Yes.
Both of them.
Well, no spoilers. There won't be any spoilers on 1UP Media. So if anyone wants to say anything about what happens in the last Game of Thrones, I would suggest you don't do that.
On 1UP Media.
Yeah, do not say what happens on the last Game of Thrones.
So that's more of a just Jackie's podcast, kind of died with Jackie's podcast.
That sort of mean-spirited humor. Yeah. I think we'll leave that behind with the podcast.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, sure. Good luck to you. I'm sure there's an audience for this 1UP Media thing.
I mean, you'll be part of the team.
We'll see.
Yeah, we've already got you on. You're going to be chief unboxing correspondent.
What is unboxing?
That's when, let's say, you know, you get like a new Nintendo Switch, and people want to see what it looks like when you open that box. They want to see what's inside the Nintendo Switch box. And someone needs to take them through that. And
they just look up a photo of the Nintendo
Switch. Sam, why don't you give us we'll do an interview right now. You give us a bit of a demo with that iPhone box there, if you want to give us a bit of a... See how you do your unboxing, because...
Yeah,
well, shouldn't we save that for the channel, because there's no
visual
component.
We won't review
component.
iPhones, so this is part of your job interview.
But there's no visual component to this right now.
That's fine. We all know what an iPhone box looks like.
Yeah.
So you're not going to do the unboxing?
I'm happy to be involved with it in the future, but right now I'm being put on the spot and I don't appreciate that. I'm at a funeral.
I thought you were a performer.
I'm at a funeral, Jackie.
You're at a wake. No one's talking to us because we've been really rude to everyone here so far.
Maybe you should try being woke and not put me on the spot at this wake.
You sound like a bit of a snowflake, Sam.
Look, Jackie and I are dynamos, okay?
Yeah.
We never stop working.
We never stop
grinding.
We never stop spinning. We're like Sonic the Hedgehog,
Why do you think I'm here? I'm trying to get that paper as well.
Whose new movie looks fantastic. I'm loving James Marsden back. I feel like we're watching some of the early X-Men films.
I think it is cool. how they put out like a short clip of the Sonic smiling and everyone's like, oh, he looks weird. So now they're going to spend probably millions of dollars to change the movie.
I don't agree with that.
I think more movies should do that.
You know, I thought it was cuddly, approachable little electric rat that we've all learned a lot.
You know, I thought it was beautiful that Sonic was proportioned like a human man.
Yeah.
But was like 4 feet tall and had human teeth.
I think.
A kind of rat snout.
I reckon maybe we could sort of raise some money for like a Sonic the Hedgehog porno spin-off.
That'd be cool.
Because you know, as you just said, he's about the size of a man.
What would you call that?
Sonic the Porn Hog.
Well, what's the movie called? Is it just called Sonic?
I think it's called Sonic the Hedgehog.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
Oh,
yeah,
that's
Sonic
good.
The Hedgehog.
That's
that
good.
That is legitimately good, yeah. I don't think One Up Media will have anything to do with that, but we're going to keep it clean. PG-13 or, you know, a G. We're going to keep it G-rated.
Yeah. Well, we might be looking into a One Up Media After Midnight spin-off.
See, that's what I'm talking about, because it's a TV channel. There needs to be content after midnight, because you can't start a TV channel and just have it sometimes on, sometimes off. It seems like you two
TV
really
channels
haven't...
did operate like that for quite a while, though. Used to have a test pattern. We might just chuck a test pattern overnight.
Featuring
of us all like smiling with our mouths open in front of a Nintendo Switch, something like that.
Old school.
Yeah.
That's cool. I'm with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, and I'm wearing a t-shirt that just says, like, gamers do it with controllers.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's cool.
Because nerds get horny too.
Do they?
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's what they need.
Try and fuck some nerd bitches.
Well, you won't find many of them here. Jackie's podcast said it's sat in more with the jock crew.
Yeah, there is a lot of jocks that listen to the show. It always surprised me, but then I met them and they're really, really nice.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, a jock is objectively a better
person.
A better type of person than a nerd.
Yeah.
Jocks, they go outside, they get fresh air. Nerds, they fester indoors. They get no oxygen to their brains. They're stupid.
No vitamin D.
Well,
they smell. They don't get aerated.
The problem with humanity is that there is only these two kinds of people, and you'd think that by 2019 there would be more... cultural diversity than just fucking nerds and jocks. That's all there is. And I'm sick of it.
We need a third type.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not here for it. To put it bluntly, I'm not here for it.
Well, I think there should just be one. I think the jocks should rise up and crush the skulls of nerds.
Kill the nerds.
Because One Up Media, it's, you know, we might cover some, you know, traditionally nerdy topics, but it's definitely aimed at jocks.
Yeah, gaming is for jocks now. All the big gamers are jocks.
Yeah.
PewDiePie, Ninja, Drake.
Yeah, Logan Paul,
massive jock.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
And Jake Paul.
Yeah, yeah. And
You both know? I didn't know this until recently. Jake Paul and Logan Paul,
they're twins.
They have a gay incestuous relationship with each other.
What?
And there's multiple videos online of them 69ing each other.
On YouTube?
I'm not sure. I don't know much about YouTube.
YouTube, is it on some sort of like equivalent Nazi porno site?
I would say so.
Nazi porno site? Are you talking about YouTube?
YouTube. Where do they go wrong? Sad days. Maybe they'll die next. Jackie's podcast is dead. YouTube is soon to be dead.
Well, YouTube's about
to get a, you know, if YouTube's Uma Thurman ODing on the ground, then where
One Up Media is the big
we're running
of
over
adrenaline.
Yeah. We're jamming that shot of adrenaline right into the heart of YouTube.
Yeah, yeah. And I guess like John Travolta would be like Daily Motion or something. I don't know how that works in the analogy.
Is
but
this all a,
one of the people in the room would be Daily Motion and another one would be Live Leak. Yeah.
This is all a Pulp Fiction bit, isn't it?
Pulp
Tarantoni.
He's got a new movie coming out. We might review that for One Up Media. The Bitch Bum.
Yes. Well, Reviews are crucial. There's a lot of reviews on YouTube, I'm told. I've seen a couple of these videos, and I think it's cool where people sort of review albums. And
what do you think the funniest song is?
Probably Old Town Road.
I think Red Wine by UB40 is probably the funniest song.
What about Black Fingernails Red Wine by Eskimo Show?
That's not even the funniest song with Red Wine in the title, though it is really funny.
It's really bad.
Yeah, yeah. I like the bit that goes, song?
See the thing
I like the bit that goes, I don't understand the point of fingers. That was this one. This classic misheard
trash.
Lyrics. Yeah.
Yeah.
What is the funniest song? That's a good question.
I think like any song that appears in like the second act of a Will Ferrell movie when he gets really like emotionally upset is a great song.
No, the
The funniest song is that Scott Walker one where like, you know, there's a break and then it crashes back in and it's just like a donkey screaming.
No, the funniest song is that Simple Plan song. That's like, I'm just a kid and my life is a nightmare. I'm
that's
just
pretty good.
A kid, I know that it's not fair.
But my,
you know that one?
Yeah, yeah.
Nobody cares that I'm alone in the world.
I think the
everyone
funniest...
Everyone else is having more fun than me.
Are these real lyrics?
Yeah, that's the lyrics.
That's a funny song.
It's really funny.
I think the funniest Scott Walker song is Hero of the War, where he's just like making fun of some war veteran that can't walk.
Look.
Yeah, that's Metallica One as well. They're just like paying out this poor guy who can't even speak or see.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's have a moment of sincerity in the podcast and say RIP to the god, Scott Walker.
Yeah, RIP
probably the
Scott
greatest
Walker,
to ever do it.
We really wanted him to guest on our Met Gala Mayhem episode. And it, yeah, just
well, this last episode when we promised a special guest.
We had him lined up.
We had him in mind, and then he fucking died.
Choked to death on a ham sandwich.
Jackie's
now,
podcast
and now
fucking
now
died.
We're in this mess.
Everyone's you know, gone. Still, they're both in heaven.
Yeah, I still remember like hearing Scott on the phone and saying, "You know what, boys?
You know what, Jackie's podcast? I'll be on the show. Just wait till I get in from LA."
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly like that. It's
right on.
So beautiful.
Yeah.
He's like,
Scott Walker is coming to Jackie's podcast.
Yeah. Cool guy.
Yeah, very cool. Probably
yeah, he was gonna...
What do you reckon was going through his head when he had to make like those four albums between like 69 and 72 that all got deleted?
Liquor.
Just drinking heaps?
Oh, yeah.
Just
yeah.
fucked
no,
up.
He's on the record. He's just like... He's just... fucking pounding like bottles of Pono
and Zannies.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was drinking lean.
Yeah, well, it's sort of like.
It'd be funny to go back in time
Scott
and just give
and
like.
Drink.
Just well, like give like Zannies to Jimi Hendrix and shit. And just.
What about going back in time and like meeting up with Elvis and then playing him like.
Old Town Road.
Oh, I was going to say like Stick Talk by Future or something.
Yeah, yeah.
See what Elvis thought
we're
about.
We could have broke culture up like 60 years.
Yeah, that'd be interesting.
We'd be listening to like the 2070 version of Trap, which couldn't possibly exist because everything will be a big sea of blood and pile of dust by that point.
Yeah, everything will be a nightmarish wasteland that's just cold and grey
yeah, yeah.
and sparse.
Yeah.
And
yeah. Everything B-Man loves
skeletons
gone.
Everywhere. There's no food. The yeah. sky is black.
Mm-hmm.
Full of
no stars, though.
Radiation, no
thick,
stars.
The sky is black and thick like ink.
Thick with smog and there's everyone's hopeless.
Oh,
there's lava everywhere. The oceans have dried up. There's no
so
more
much
fish.
Cloves and shit. This,
yeah, did you
the spices?
Did you see that movie coming out? That's about like a guy who wakes up one morning.
One of the new Star Wars movies?
It might be part of the Star
three.
Wars. Might be part of the Star Wars universe. It's about a guy who wakes up one morning and nobody's heard of the Beatles.
Oh, that looks like the worst fucking movie.
Yeah, so
I
he
think
just
it,
like
think
just gets rich like playing Beatles songs that no one's heard.
Ed Sheeran is in it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
Ed Sheeran is in it.
It looks so bad.
It's good that Ed Sheeran's getting a chance.
You know, but I'm thinking like with
he's
all
a
this,
Nazi as well.
You know, with all this talk about like
he's
going,
disgusting.
Yeah.
But with all this talk about going back in time and, you know, playing future to Elvis, you know, who would you strike from the canon? Who would you, you know, if you had the choice,
get rid
would
of
you
all their music?
Out? Yeah.
That's a good question.
I feel like we should, like, not go off recency bias too. Like, you guys, like, pre-2010s. You know, someone that's whose music had a chance to stand the test of time and has failed.
Of course.
Yeah.
Well, I'm still pondering that question, but I like the idea of just going back in time and playing Future to anyone because his name is Future.
Oh yeah, that would fuck with them.
Actually, yeah, no, I forgot what I said.
Fuck with
let's keep talking about that.
Yeah.
I mean, like,
what about like, playing Future to Hitler?
What about playing Future to Baby Hitler?
Fuck you.
Really loud, so
loud that his head explodes.
Yeah.
Like through like a speaker that's like the size of the fucking Empire State Building.
Yeah.
And totally.
And I Serve the Bass just ends up becoming the German national anthem.
Hell yeah.
Oh, fuck, I would love that. It's like, you know, like they start arcing up at that beer hall, and like the owner of the beer hall just wields out like this giant system.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just,
I like the Jamaican sound clashes, but it's just in Germany for some reason.
Yeah, but it's just like giant, it's just giant military grade sound hardware.
Yeah.
And they're just playing like Future songs that aren't going to come out for another 90 years.
Oh, if only we could make it happen, folks. But yeah, I don't know. Who would we retroactively delate?
I don't know if I dislike anything that much. I'm sort of not one of those losers that just sits around thinking about things they hate. I sort of just move on and enjoy things that I like.
Well, music used to be better, and there used to be less of it too.
That's a really good point, Jackie. I think we just got to let people enjoy things when it comes to music.
It's culture in general.
Letting people enjoy things is at this point in time, letting people be permissive about like what they enjoy culturally is so important.
Yeah, it is important. You want everyone to feel valid.
Yeah,
whether
yeah.
or not they like some.
Oh, I see some brochelists. I see some internet tough guys telling people to not watch the multi-trillion dollar dreck that gets pumped down our throats by literal murderers.
Yeah.
And that's
Hollywood
just
pedophile that's, ring funded.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and I'm just give a
I'm not,
and
here,
I
I'm
just
not
give
here
an,
for that.
An epic side eye to those brochelists, and I say, you know, you're not funny or clever for shitting all over this stuff.
Yeah.
You're not funny or clever for shitting all over the Avengers movies.
Yeah. Well, you're not funny or clever for shitting all over untitled Marvel film that comes out in 2027. Because that movie actually makes a lot of really good points about the state of our coral reefs.
And also, I mean, if people want to be really, really invested in a show that's based on a series of books that aren't finished about fucking wizards and
are you talking about
dragons?
Lord of the Rings?
Yeah, Lord of the Rings. Amazon is making a Lord of the Rings series.
Oh, I've been waiting for a Lord
Based
of the Rings. I've been waiting for a Lord
Silmarillion,
of the Rings.
Which
I've been waiting for a Lord of the Rings movie adaptation for so long.
Yeah, a lot of people have. I don't know if we're gonna get it.
I think that Lord of the Rings would really convert to the silver screen.
Oh, and it's crazy.
Well, like Lord of the Rings.
Why haven't they given it a shot?
There's so much material there. Like you've got the Lord, you've got the three Lord of the Rings books. You've got
the Hobbits.
You've got
yeah, you were
you've
the
got
one you said the
Silmarillion,
the Salmonella,
Salmonellian.
Yeah.
The Somalian.
Yeah. You've got Tolkien's diaries.
Yeah, you've got Tolkien's collected correspondence regarding, you know, the inferiority of the Asiatic peoples.
Yeah, you've got Tolkien's letters to the BBC. There's a lot of good source material that's just been left unused. And either you make a movie out of it, or J.K. Rowling's just going to keep stealing from it whole cloth.
Well, one of these bastards should make a movie about the life of Jackie's podcast, if I'm going to be honest.
Yeah. The death of Jackie's podcast. Maybe Iannucci will give it a bit of a political satire spin.
Well, I would love it if we could get the team who did Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yes, Bryan Singer.
Yeah, long-time friend of the podcast.
One
Bryan
of the most
Singer.
Famous pedophiles.
It, what?
Huh?
Yeah.
This is the first time hearing this.
Isn't Bryan Singer a pedophile?
What? Look that up.
I'm pretty sure I'm right.
Jamie, can you look that up?
I've known Bryan since I was 13.
I've played Freddie Mercury in Bohemian Rhapsody, and this is the first I'm hearing.
Yeah, I think you would have known about
that. I'm shell shocked. As the guy that played Freddie Mercury and won an Oscar for being Freddie Mercury, I'm really shocked to find out that the guy who I cut my teeth making tens of millions of dollars is some sort of international pedophile involved with pedophile rings that's been quite well known for decades.
That's correct.
This is shocking.
That's crazy.
Wow.
Well,
many allegations.
Many lawsuits. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if I want
2014, 2017, 2019.
Oh, jeez. This is going to make it really hard for me to go see X-Men Dark Phoenix.
Well.
Yeah, well, look, I think we just got to strike Bryan Singer off the list.
Yeah. You
know? He's not going to do the Jackie's podcast story.
No.
So we're going to have to talk to you. My personal friend, Steven Spielberg.
Spielberg.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, Spielberg will never be cancelled.
I mean, you know, I don't really want him to do the film, but he's a friend of mine, and I sort of owed it to him to at least, you know,
you're good mates with Steve, hey?
Yeah, we go back decades. Yeah. You know, I was the inspiration for
many of his films.
Many of his films.
Jurassic Park.
Oh, Robbie was the inspiration for Jurassic Park. That's
the inspiration for Jurassic Park.
Cool, that's cool.
As the inspiration for E.T. Uh-huh. As the inspiration for Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
I think E.T. was the inspiration for Close Encounters. Because the E.T. was an alien. Close Encounters was about aliens. So okay, it was obviously...
I might have to talk to Steven about this, because how many films about aliens does this guy need to make? You know,
well,
you've got E.T., you've got Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
I like it when people
Alien,
make...
You've got Aliens.
And you've got AI.
District 9.
AI, Alien
you've
Intelligence.
You've got Bicentennial Man.
I like it when people make lots of films about aliens, which is why I'm particularly excited for the 5 Avatar movies that we're getting beginning in 2021, going through to 2027.
Yeah, that's going to rock.
Yeah.
I cannot wait to cover that on 1UP Media.
I'm basically just excited to see this new media enterprise that you're both starting. It's going to be a real blast.
Yeah, it should be a big piece of shit. All right, thanks everyone. That's the end of the episode.
But yeah, keep an eye out for 1UP Media, you guys. We got fresh video content hitting real soon. Go to youtube.com/1UP Media.
I think
that's numeral 1 UP Media.
Hit that
subscribe button,
do we?
And you're gonna be getting fresh gamer content straight to your inbox. Every single day.
Yeah.
The hottest gaming news.
Several times a day.
The freshest gaming reviews. Retro gaming content. Live streams. Gamer chow. Gamer babes.
I'll do some fucking shit of us.
Marvel reviews. No Marvel spoilers. Hit that. Go and subscribe now.